Good.
Go.
All right. Well, you know, we live in earthquake country, and the air conditioner just kicked up. Now, let me ask you a question, man. Why is it at 77 when I had it set at 70?
That's question number one.
Well, the room temperature was 77, which is, believe it or not, that's too fucking warm. All right, welcome. Got the Eagles in the pack. Is that kid? Who's the quarterback? What's this kid for? I can't keep track of the fucking quarterbacks for the Eagles now. They're back with the guy, the main guy. The guy that they signed, the guy that got injured, the guy that went out and then instepped the other kid who won the Super Bowl, and this new guy is back. He's not new. He's the guy they originally signed and that they wanted. He was injured. Now he's back, and they ain't won shit. I'm kidding. But they're 1-2. They are a year and a half. They're not a year and a half. They're about a year and a half removed from their Super Bowl victory, their amazing Super Bowl victory there in, was it February of 2018? When the Eagles beat the Patriots? Yeah, it was. And then last year come the Patriots came back. And this year the Patriots are 3. The Patriots are amazing, you know. And I think the Patriots are as good as they are because of the single-mindedness of Bill Belichick. And not just that he pushes his team and is very specific and is very single-minded in what he does, you know, meaning he focuses. He's not distracted. He doesn't get any press fights. He doesn't get any chicken shit. But also because the guy has he's got an excellent operational, organizational plan. You know, he delegates to the right people. He knows exactly what the, you know, what kind of an offense he wants, what kind of a defense he wants. He's got the right kind of people putting the right kind of plays in. I don't know, you know, it all sounds so simple until you actually have to try to do it. All right, man. So 3-0, Dallas is 3-0. Dallas is the most valuable football club. Dallas is the most valuable sports franchise in the world, $5 billion. They have blown past. Manchester United was about 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago, Manchester United was like $4.8 billion. They've actually decreased in value. I don't know what that is. Maybe they've lost a lot of their good players. The advertising money isn't there. I mean, still, they're worth about $4.3 billion. But the Dallas Cowboys are worth $5 billion, which makes them the most valuable sports franchise in the world. Second to them, I believe, is the New York Yankees. And it could either be the Yankees or it could be like FC Barcelona, one of those fucking European soccer teams. But I think Barcelona is like third or fourth, but the Yankees are there. Then come a couple of soccer teams. Then come like the New York Knicks, you know. And then I put the list up on Facebook. Fuck, goddamn. Yeah. Tom, how you doing, man?
Well, you think you're talking to me?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I wonder if I actually, if I put the phone. What if I did something like this?
Tom,
you know, if I covered. Tom, so Tom, how you doing?
Yeah, Phil, I'm doing really good. Let's put the phone right here just to find out how this sounds. But, you know, I feel good. I feel right Saturday night, you know. But, Phil, most of the radio world hates your guts.
Thanks.
You say thanks, fuckhead.
No. Oh, shit. I can't listen to that back. I ought to install Audacity here on the mini. Excuse me. Now I got to take a piss, too. That's great. Republicans dodge quest. Some claim they haven't read it. You motherfucking Republicans better get your goddamn shit together, okay? Get your fucking shit together. You know, you haven't read the Mueller report. You ain't read the fucking, you know, you claim to have all this fucking knowledge. You know what it's all about. You know, these libs, libtard this. You motherfuckers are yet to prove you know how to read anything. Read the fucking Mueller. Read the goddamn whistleblower complaint. Start to care about your country more than you do your motherfucking goddamn president. who today has been threatening private citizens who were transacting information with the whistleblower, who today, where did people ever get the idea that Trump is some kind of a tough guy? I don't understand that. Where did they get the idea that Trump is like real bad, like he's real deal gangster? Donald Trump is a big fat tub of shit. I don't give a fuck how tall he is, okay? I'm 67 years old. Donald Trump is 73. He's given away 6 years to me, but I'm giving away 3 inches, 3.5 inches to him in height. I think it would be a very good fight for charity. He'd never do it, of course. He wouldn't do it because it would be beneath him, but also because he's a chicken shit. He's a chicken shit. A lot of people in their fantasy want to believe that Trump is like, he's a gutless fuck. He runs from a fight. He hides from a fight. When he's in a deposition, he's a chicken shit little motherfucker that doesn't remember anything. He's just, he's giving it, he gives everybody fucking up. He doesn't have loyalty to anybody. I'd pay. In fact, if they said tomorrow they would let me into a ring with Donald Trump, you may think I'm crazy, but I'm telling you the truth. If they said tomorrow they would let me in a ring, I would mortgage my motherfucking, and they said I had to mortgage my house to do it, I'd do it. I would welcome it. I would relish it. I would prepare like no one's ever prepared before. Because even though he's a soft fuck, I would want to make sure that everyone counted. And, I already got a bet with a guy for $10,000 on Twitter, and I took a screenshot. I got to find it, but I took a screenshot. I said to the guy, I'll bet you $10,000 Trump loses, and he responded, deal. Okay? When I went back and I found the guy's account and I saw my challenge, he said, Trump will win in a cakewalk. I said, all right, I'll bet you $10,000 that Trump wins. The word deal was gone. The response was gone. And I'm wondering if this motherfucker deleted it. And if he deleted it, I'm not, you know, it's not a matter of the money. I don't really care that much, but it's just, I don't want anybody claiming that they didn't accept a bet from me, because the goddamn motherfucker sure did. So I got that. I have that, you know, that. But I got to tell you, man, this guy is like fucking unbelievable. Today, he's overheard on a tape. I heard the tape. It was on Twitter, talking about the people that had been giving information to the whistleblower, saying, back in the old days, you know, we did the guys that weren't right. Really trying to sound like a fucking badass. Really trying to sound. Roy Cohn was his lord and master. And let me tell you about Roy. Roy Cohn worked for Joe McCarthy. Roy Cohn didn't care who he destroyed. Roy Cohn had no conscience about lying. Roy Cohn had no conscience about trying to destroy reputations. The one little judge who was very famous for saying, do you have no decency, sir? Cohn is, there's videotape you can find on YouTube of Cohn trying to, in a charming way, the little repartee with this guy. He wasn't having any of it. Cohn, in those days, was a very young man, very young lawyer. He later went on to develop this philosophy where you punch back 10 times harder and, you know, all of this bullshit, right? It has nothing to do with truth. It has nothing to do with truth. It has nothing to do with reality. It has only to do with winning. That's what Roy Cohn was all about. And that's what Donald Trump, he doesn't give a fuck about what's true or what is right or even what's best for the country. He only gives a fuck. Now, I know a lot of people don't want to hear this. I could give a fuck at this point in my life. This is the pre-show, man. This is where I blow it all out. This is where I blow it all out, the pre-show. I'm going to tell you something else that I'm getting very close to. I'm going to fucking... Everybody went nuts when I said I'm getting away from downloads. Okay, we won't do that because I know there's a lot of motherfuckers out there that love those downloads, and I know why. But what I am going to do is I'm going to stop this free fucking podcast. We're going to make it all inside the family. You want to hear Phil Henry? And maybe you don't. I understand. But you're going to have to fucking pay for every goddamn second. However, we're not going to do the whole thing. What we're going to do is... we'll roll out like 3 minutes, and the rest you got to pay for. People are asking themselves, is he serious? Maybe, I don't know. But, you know, I'm in that kind of a mood where now I want to punish some people. And I don't have any powerful people that can punish. I can only punish you. So you're going to get it. What am I talking? You're a subscriber already. You don't give a fuck. Okay. Well, that's who I'm. See, I work for you. I work for the subscriber. I don't give a fuck about the non-subscriber. Yes, they're nice people, and I talk to them. But I'll give you a little bit of drama that happened here. It wasn't drama. It happened while I was away. This guy keeps messaging me on the Facebook fan page about how he can't log in, how he's got locked out of his login. Now, you guys all know that if you attempt too many logins, you get locked out. That's a security feature that we have. We like it. It's going to stay there. Tough shit. One of the ways you can defeat that is by clicking Remember Me and the password's there and the username's there. How do I know? It works every fucking time for me. And I've got two passwords. I got an administrator's password. I got a non-administrator's password. So in other words, I enter my website both as an administrator and just a regular guy. This guy got locked out. I understand. And I know how it is. He impatiently tried to log back in. Thing just locked him out again. And he is now messaging me. And I said, service@philhenryshow.com, sir, please, because I'm not a service guy and I can't help you there. He said, I did. And they're not responding. That's bullshit. Because I happen to know that they did respond, because I happen to saw the fucking emails. Now, nothing makes me angrier than that. So I got the final message from this guy a couple days ago. He says, they never did respond to me. But, and this and that. I said, well, you know what? I tell you what. Here is service@philhenryshow.com. As I said, I am not the I'm not the service guy. I'm not the tech guy. I can't help you. He messages me back and says, it's okay, it resolved itself. But they never did get back to me. Number one, that's a lie. Number two, by resolved itself, it means he got the fuck off of his computer for 5 seconds of his goddamn fucking life and let the thing reset. He probably clicked Remember Me and the thing worked the way it was supposed to. Because it doesn't just if there's something wrong, technically wrong, it doesn't resolve itself. If it is something that it necessitates the attention of our technical people or me or somebody over at our customer service place, it doesn't just resolve itself. We have to fix it. So when the guy said to me, it resolves itself, I got an attitude about that. So I said to him, well, you leave me in a quandary here. I don't know whether I have to fire somebody or cancel your subscription, sir. But I can tell you one of the two things is going to happen, because if my people were not getting back to you, I'm going to fire one of them. By the same token, sir, if you're really just sort of using us because you don't know how to use a password or a user, and you've been messaging me, you've been messaging my people, and you're saying they're not getting back to you when I know that they are, perhaps this isn't the environment or the business that you really should be doing business with. Perhaps we're not for you. Because we do things a certain goddamn way. I don't mean to be an asshole, but we do, and we don't change them for anybody. We change them when we see that they aren't making any sense, or we change them when we don't like them, but there's so much that goes into doing this kind of a fucking business. So, I went back to my service people. I looked at the return emails. Yes, they were returning his emails. I looked at what Jane had sent and in assisting him on how to reset the password, how to wait, all this. Yes, she had been in touch. So I canceled his subscription. Do I want to do that? Do I like to? No, I don't. I don't. But I'm not going to sit there and play a fucking game all day goddamn long. I got other shit to do. And I think there have been people who have done, you know, who have transacted with me, to use that word again, enough times to know that plenty of times I've been able to help you, plenty of times Jane's been able to help you over at customer service, or sometimes we put you in touch with Shane or the guys over at the website, and my mouth is really fucking dry, and I don't know why. I wish I had a goddamn glass of water, and I think I'll go get one. and everything's resolved. We've been able to help. But when I get these repeat emails over the course of a fucking week, no, they haven't. Then the guy says to me, yes, she did get back to me today. I said, well, no, I happen to know that she got actually emailed you before today. And I got to find out what that was. Hold on. It might be a dog. I got to get some water. Hold on. So, you know, I'm hearing this bullshit. Oh, well, you know what? I said, I happen to know that she got back to you before today. And comes his message to me. Well, you know what? It's okay. It resolved itself. Love your show. Now, that was the wrong goddamn thing to say to me, man. Not after fucking messaging me over and fucking over again for a goddamn solid week. About this isn't happening, that isn't happening, this isn't happening, that isn't happening. Would you please help me? Please help me. Please help me. So, now, I understand that our email situation, and actually I asked that question. We're going to get rid of GoDaddy because I don't fucking like it because I don't like having to log into 16 different goddamn things to get to it, you know. I don't like GoDaddy. I never fucking have, not for email. They do a lot of things well. They don't do email well. And believe me when I tell you, we've done all kinds of motherfucking email with GoDaddy. Some people may dig them. I don't. So, and my, neither the people in my company, they don't like it. We've been looking to get rid of that for a while now. So I just emailed my guys. That having been said, however, there's nothing wrong with us getting mail. We get mail. It comes in, comes into our inboxes. We sort it out according to what it is. We have a media contact. We have email that comes to me. There, we have email that comes to service. We have email that comes to, I think, one or two other accounts. But that ain't the problem. The problem is, and I know what it is. It's okay. I understand. People get nervous. They email. They want to get an answer within 5 seconds. Because, you know, they don't know what's going on. Oftentimes it has something to do, and I can tell you, oftentimes it has a lot to do with the equipment that people have, the computer that they have, the speed of their fucking computer. I'm telling you right now, over and fucking over again, the login issue is the number one issue that people have. They get a brand new, they don't know how to do it. Believe it or not. It's okay. It's fine. I get it. But you're not allowed to blame us for that, you see. You don't get to say, hey, your goddamn thing doesn't work. Bullshit, man. You don't know how to use a motherfucking username and password is the problem. Got to put your username. You got to spell your fucking password right. And here's an idea. Put that remember me button in so you don't have to keep typing the motherfucker in there so that you don't do it right 3 times. It locks your fucking ass out for a fucking hour. And that's on you, man, not on me. So... I'm not yelling at you. I mean, this is just this shit that we were dealing with, you know. So that was a decision. That was a decision.
This is Margaret Gray. Now, as I understand it, today Phil is going to have on Chris Norton, and you're going to do what?
Now, Phil, you got Chris Norton on, and he's going to do what? Okay, how many guys are, you know? Yeah, how many guys ask him a question? All right, what? Both of us ask the question.
I'm asking the question.
Is your throat cleared up?
Yes, it is.
All right. What's the question?
I want to know, are you bringing on Chris Norton?
Yes.
Okay, so this is going to be one long peachment joke, is that it?
Yeah, see, Mr. Randy, I knew that.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, is that what it's going to be? It's none of your business if that's what it's going to be.
Because if it's one long peachment joke, I don't think we need to be here.
Okay.
Hi, Mr. Henry, this is Chris Norton.
I hung up on myself. That's interesting. Okay. Sorry.
Hello. You've reached the Bill Cladettle.
Yeah, Tom Dockey here. Well, Phil, I just want to say, you know, I love you and I need to kill it without you. Hi, Mr. Henry. You know, I'm very much my sister, but I have gotten interested in impeachments.
Okay, hold on for a minute, will you, Chris?
What?
Hold on for just a... What's the...
That's what he's doing, impeachment.
Yeah. All right, so he's doing impeachment, so what?
Is there a problem over there?
No, it's fine.
What an ass, Phil. You are a giant ass to go, ugh.
Mr. Renner, I just want to know, you know, is it about impeachment?
Yeah, it's about impeachments. Fuck.
Oh, wow. I was sure you're going to start yelling at me.
Ain't nothing going to take my time. I think we have to... I think Bobby Dooley has a new theme song.
Hi, Phil. It's Bobby. Listen, we have a brand new,
I think I'm hanging the phone up by mistake.
Well, you better hope that's the case.
I've got a new theme song. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, here's Bobby's new theme song.
Oh, yeah, here's Bobby's new theme song. Think you're...
Just play it, Steve, okay? Testing.
Man, I have got to get this shit under control here. Testing with SNS.
I'm Bobby Dooley, and welcome to Doodle Doodle Doodle.
All right. What's the guy's name, man? Ain't nothing gonna break my stride.
Testing.
I don't know, you guys. I haven't seen Between the Ferns. I'll give you the background on this. I think Margaret should... What's going on, Thunder? Huh? What's up, baby? Did you want to go outside? Don't be pissing me off now, man. Do you want to go outside? All right. How much time we got? What? Okay, I got, I have, what? Margaret interviews me.
Nothing like a girl like you.
I'll be right, we'll be right back. Let me see. We'll be right back after these messages. Let me see, man. Let me see if we got, if we can find this thing. I don't know what the name of the song is. Testing, 1, 2. It's called Break My Stride. How about that? Okay, so what I got to do is I got to find a way to do this. Let me see. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Now, so I'm going to do Margaret, I'm going to do Bobby, I'm going to do Chris Norton with his peachment. Jesus Christ. Tomorrow's show is the football show, so I don't know, man. I just don't know about that. I don't, I'm just not really confident with that, man. I mean, the spot load here, the spots are doing, just really not, man. 9-2. Where's the goddamn commercial copy for, Jesus Christ. All right, wait. Never let a Yeah, man, I'm not really into this, man. I'm just not. I don't give a fuck. I don't mean to be an asshole. I really, God knows I appreciate money. But I can't do a good, honest read sometimes of these commercials if I don't care, you know. I've done FanDuel. I've done all of these. What was the other one that they used to have? And you know what, man? It just is not very rewarding for me. I like to do hard-on pill commercials. See, that's something a guy can, you can use that, man. Get you your dick pills, man. See what I'm saying, man? Get you your dick pills, man. That's something that is like, it's tangible. You know? It's tangible. You know?
You know something, Phil, and I know Steve, or is it Bud?
Yeah, I get right here, Miss Dooley.
Bud's going to do it for you, honey, so... It goes like something. Yeah, there it is. I'm going straight.
Hold on, Steve. I'll do it. Slow me down. No, no. I've got to keep safe. See, Miss Henry?
Yeah, it sounds really good. You know?
Yeah. Slow me
down. Oh, no.
Get away from me, Steve.
Bobby, you have to have a little bit of control.
I've got control. So, when you hear the song, right? Do.
Way too loud.
Is that the reason why you're running so fast? And she said, down. Oh no, I got to keep on moving. Ain't nothing gonna break my spine.
Got it.
Oh, have I put that door, Mr. Henry? Mr. Henry.
Testy, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Don't have that fucking phone pot up because that's what gives you the echo. When you have the echo, you have the echo, but look at this. See, now I got my thumb over it. It's not so bad. Yes, it is. Who am I kidding? Testing, 1, 2.
Phil.
Just holding my thumb over this thing. Bobby, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good, Mr. Henry. And I can see you have your thumb over the thing.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you can see the thumb over it.
Good for you. You can see the thumb over it. Hey, Dooley, who cares if you see the thumb over it? And what are you talking about anyway?
Yeah, what are you talking? You get your thumb. What are you thumbing it?
I knew you were gonna tell that joke.
We anticipated that you'd tell the thumb joke. Okay.
All right, Bobby. Well, there's no sense in you going back and forth with these juveniles.
No, you're absolutely right. But I am not going to allow my husband. Phil, you're still thumbing it.
I know I'm thumbing it. Hey, you know what, man? I gotta get the VU meter here, man. This doesn't do me any fucking good if I can't see the VU. Oh, you know what's cool? Wait a minute. I got it, man. Oh, I got it. I want to know what I'm going to do, man. Audacity. No? Yes, I can. Ain't going to let a little girl like you blow my mind. Ain't going to. Oh, cool. Okay. No, I don't need that, man. I just need to go back to Audacity. There you go. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. See, it doesn't exactly work all that great, but at least I got the VU. And if I have the VU, I got all that I need. If I don't have the VU, I don't have all that I need. All right. Let's see. How late are we? We are about 5 minutes late. Yes, we are. 35 minutes.
Well, it's not my fault, Mr. Henry. You understand that, right?
I understand that, Bobby.
All right. So Steve is here, Steve?
Yeah. Let me tell Bobby.
I see. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, man. This is fucking... Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2.
Goddamn motherfucker.
These kids are great.
All right.
Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. How am I going to do this, man? Maybe we don't need that, man, you know? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I really do need to be able to see that VU, though. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, hello, hello. Okay. Testing 1, 2. Hello, testing 1, 2. Hello, hello. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, hello. There we go. And ain't nothing gonna break up my stride. And Bobby and Steve are at the, whatever they're doing. Don't tell me I haven't gone. I like that one. That's good. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, man. Last night I had the weirdest dream. There we go. Right, right. Okay. So now I'm going to go over here to surf. And I'm going to hit this. I'm going to do that. I hope you'd understand.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
Hi, everyone. This is Bobby Dooley, and we're going to be here talking with you about a new theme song, my personal theme song, not only as a member of the Phil Hendry Show guests, of the guest staff, but also as the person who's the president of the Western States.
That's right. That's my wife's going to be doing that.
All right, so we'll be looking forward to that. I don't like those. I like those guys. It sounded like I said I don't like. I love those guys. Misery Slims. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay.
Is this a joke, man? What do we got here?
Are we out of paper?
Jeez.
It printed one fucking page. Is that it? Okay. Weekly copy points. Hey. Talk about their five picks of the week and lock of the bullshit. Where are the fucking goddamn bullet points in this thing, man? No, man. No, 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 no. This is fucked up. I don't know who I got to talk to, but this is fucked up, man. This is like unwieldy. I can't do this. This does not fit the format of my show at all. I've completely lost track of this fucking thing, man. I'm out for a fucking week. I don't know what's going on here. I hate to be a dick about this, you know. Bullet is B-U-L-L-E-T, whatever it is. And I wrote billet, as in billeting a soldier. And I thought to myself, anyway, we'll be done here in a minute. What if the plane just crashed right into this? Right, you know, hi, it's Phil Hendry here. And all you see is like a flash of red. I don't wonder what that would be like. They often, you know, they talk about an airplane engine falling through your roof. I wonder what that would feel like. But what would? I mean, you'd be dead. You'd just like, you know, you'd be dead. Okay, let's see. And I don't want to create it. All right. Here we go. Send that off. Okay, bang. All right, we're ready to go, man. About 18 fucking years late. Jesus Christ. 47. Okay. Here we go, man. Testing 1, 2.
Yeah. Yes, hi, Phil. This is Bobby Dooley. And just taking a look here at the levels.
Good, Bobby, you know.
Well, okay, Phil.
Good, Bobby.
Well, I mean...
You said good, Bobby.
I hear what you're saying.
I did.
They're going to hate me, man. They're going to hate me. Oh, fuck. I better not have gotten another Frontier bill, I'll tell you that. I'm really going to be pissed off. Because Frontier is such a shit-can company in terms of their, you know, the actual product. But then you get to their customer service, and it's really shitty. It's the kind of thing where you want to just, you know, leap through the phone. What's going on here, man? Hulu. Hulu, go fuck a duck. What time is it? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here we are. Are we ready? Are we ready with this bullshit? I do know we had a promo. Let me see about the promo. Santiago Al. Come on, motherfucker. Where are you? There it is. This is for 923. Okay. Sportsnet, is that it? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and this is Sports Night. I hope you'd understand.
I hoped you'd understand.
All right, General, thank you.
People like to hear me sing that.
Yeah, I've got a lot of people requested.
No, you haven't. Have you really?
No.
Anyway, welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Thanks a lot for that fake, that faked out vote of confidence. Hey, bud, you got to keep the phone pot down, man, because... No, keep telling that, man.
There's an echo. I know that Frank told me about that. Frank and both Jason J. Delmonico.
Okay, Margaret.
Wait, I've got something. Would you turn that garbage down? I love Mystery Slims.
Yeah, right.
People know you're being a phony baloney about it.
A phony what?
Phony baloney.
A phony baloney. What is...
A phony baloney, bud.
Oh.
Test.
Yeah, it's Tom Donahue here. I love doing Tom Donahue as Lens Assault. So many different things. You see how loud that is? Yeah.
I'd hoped you'd understand. That's fantastic. That and that 2 Chainz kid. That's the only music you play, Phil, that I like.
I wonder why the general likes 2 Chainz. I guess, you know,
I like the kid. He's 2 Chainz. That's for me.
Testy 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Calling all true crime fans. The Court Junkie Podcast is now once a week on Podcast One. Imagine being...